Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today we're going to be reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 53 to 58. And the word of God reads, "When Jesus had finished telling these stories and illustrations, he left that part of the country. He returned to Nazareth, his hometown. When he taught there in the synagogue, everyone was amazed and said, 'Where does he get this wisdom and the power to do miracles?' Then they scoffed, 'He's just a carpenter's son.' And we know Mary, his mother, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. All his sisters live right here among us. Where did he learn all these things?" And they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, "A prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his own family." And so he did only a few miracles there because of their unbelief. Amen. Hallelujah. So here, what is it that we're seeing here? We're seeing that Jesus is being rejected. People are not believing in Jesus and what he is doing. And they're looking at things, of course, carnally, right, in the natural. And they just cannot believe that. Where does he get all this knowledge? Where does he get all this wisdom? Where does he get the power from? Right? And it comes from who? From God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, what is it that we are learning here? That, you know what? You're going to be rejected. Right? People are not going to believe in what you are doing. But you have to continue to press on. You have to continue to press on for the kingdom of God. Because that's what Jesus did. That was his sole purpose, to come into this world, to do the will of that of the Father. Amen. And of course, he encountered so much turmoil, right? So much unbelief. He was dealing with, you know, the Pharisees. He was dealing with the Sadducees. He was dealing with the Sanhedrin. He was dealing with all these people that were supposed to be in power. They were supposed to be religious leaders, but their hearts were callous. They were desensitized. They felt a sense of entitlement. They believed that they were above everyone, right? And they thought that they were doing the will of God, but they were only doing their will and operating in their flesh rather than being led in the Spirit, operating and walking in the faith and the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because they try to rationalize things. Right? You see, that's the thing, is that we know that we're dealing with a God that's almighty. He's all powerful. We're not speaking in that of the rational. We're speaking of the supernatural, and we believe in who he is and what he came to this world to do, to set us free, to deliver us from our destruction. Amen. How blessed are we that those transgressions are not held against us now. But back to the lesson at hand, is that Jesus being rejected in Nazareth. So you're going to be rejected by people in your own town, people all around you. But you got to keep the course. You got to continue to press on for the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to press on. I love you in Christ. It's been Chaplain Garza, Street Evangelist.